Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We continue our discussion of Big 12 basketball. We're now going to have a discussion with Jenny Carlson from the Daily Oklahoman as Oklahoma State and Oklahoma take center stage for game three of today's action at 6 o'clock. Bedlam in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Jenny, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic, and boy, it's interesting. Normally, this is a game you might expect to watch in the Big 12 semifinals, but we get this right off the bat in the opening round on the first day on a Wednesday, and two teams going in very different directions. Give us your thoughts about this third edition of Bedlam this season.
Yeah, it definitely is seemingly two teams going in opposite directions. I mean, when these two teams played early in the year, and Norman had a really fantastic game, went to overtime and was a really close game, obviously, and OU ends up winning. But a couple weeks ago, they meet in Stillwater, and it's a complete blowout. Oklahoma is just really had a rocky season, everything from injury to suspensions to players not playing like they were expected to play this year. And Oklahoma State's getting, obviously, great production out of James Anderson, Big 12 Player of the Year, but also just having things come together even after they lose their point guard, Ray Penn. So they've been just playing better and better as the season's gone on, and I would not be surprised to last year these two teams met, and it was a game for the ages. It was a great setup in Oklahoma City, lots of fans, and it went to overtime as well. I don't think tonight's going to overtime. I don't even think it's going to be close. So, unfortunately, I do not think it will be one of those games for the ages.
Well, something has got to give here today, Jenny, because on the first day of the Big 12 tournament, both of these teams are undefeated. Oklahoma State is 7-0, and Oklahoma's only played in the first day three times, but they're 3-0, so something has got to give today.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's a pretty interesting stat when you think about it, because I think in a lot of instances, you know, you've seen these teams when they've come in on the first day facing sort of win to really solidify their hopes for an NCAA tournament berth. And frankly, you know, it's not that way for these teams right now. Oklahoma State is in the NCAA tournament. I don't think anybody would dispute that. At this point, they're playing for a better seed. You know, I've seen them anywhere from an 8 to, you know, probably a 6. Their RPI and their strength of schedule is really fantastic, like top 15 caliber on both. So they're a team that could increase their seeding by a good showing this weekend. Oklahoma, on the other hand, has got to win 4 games to have any season after this week. They're not going anywhere unless they win this tournament. So it's a vastly different scenario for both of them on this first day. It's not a get into the tournament. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because that aspect of things is different this time around.
And Jenny, one of the main reasons for local fans that may not have a dog in the fight at 6 o'clock tonight to come out and watch would be to see the Big 12 Player of the Year, James Anderson, who I think is going to be a stud at the next level of the NBA. Truly a terrific player to watch, very exciting. And if Oklahoma State is going to make a deep run either in this tournament or the NCAA tournament, it's going to be because of James Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, the guy has just been, you know, consistently spectacular. And, you know, he gets 20-plus every night, and sometimes you have to sort of think, okay, where did all those points come from? He just has a real ease about him in terms of scoring and how he plays the game. So they know pretty much what they're going to get out of him. And, you know, some nights he'll even go above and beyond that. But he's just been spectacular. This was a guy that when he came to Oklahoma State, there was, you know, a lot of belief that he could become a really fantastic player. Showed, you know, that he was a good player his freshman year, continued to improve last year as a sophomore, but has really taken his game to another level this year as a junior in terms of just being able and willing to take over games, take tough shots, you know, take those pressure situations. He's the most unassuming guy, too. It's really bizarre because, you know, all the accolades that are now coming his way, and he's landed on some All-American teams. You know, he is not a guy that you would think is the star. If you see these guys, you know, together, if you see him practicing, I mean, he is not, he's not that guy. In fact, one of our writers, John Helsley, who covers Oklahoma State, did a big story on James today and found out James doesn't even have a car. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, is one of the best college basketball players in the country, and he's bumming rides off teammates all the time. So, I mean, it's just a sort of a non-traditional way of doing things, I think, in today's world. So he's a fantastic player, a lot of fun to watch. And frankly, I don't know if Oklahoma has anybody that can hang with James Anderson right now.
Is it a foregone conclusion that, that he's going to the NBA, or is there any possibility that he comes back for senior season?
Well, he has said, he said early in the year that it was his intention to go to the NBA, and there's really been no indication that that's going to change. And, you know, frankly, I think that he has, you know, I think he's probably done a lot of what he wanted to do as a college player. And I think he's ready for the NBA, too. I mean, I think he is going to continue to improve. I don't think there's, I don't think he's reached his ceiling necessarily. But I think that he's got a game, a style, a skill set, a body that all lend towards heading to the NBA. And so, I think that, you know, if I had to put percentages on it, I'd say it's, you know, 99% that he goes to the NBA. But, you know, something I suppose could happen. He could declare and, you know, maybe start hearing things that aren't as good as he thought. But, frankly, all the mock drafts that I've seen out there have him, you know, as a high first-round pick, maybe not top five or top ten, but somewhere, you know, sort of right in that ballpark. So I think he's probably gone after this year. And, you know, frankly, I think Travis Ford is, you know, is not going to try to hold him back. I think he realizes where James is in terms of his game. And, you know, if he thinks it's a solid decision and Travis has given no indication otherwise, I think they're both going to be in agreement that it is time for him to head to the NBA.
The pride of Clay Center, Kansas, and writer for the Daily Oklahoman, Jenny Carlson, joins us. Speaking of guys going pro, Tiny Gallen said yesterday that he's coming back another year. Jeff Capel sounded a little bit skeptical. Do you believe Tiny Gallen, and what do you think will also happen with Willie Warren and Tommy Mason Griffin?
Yeah, that was kind of a bizarre thing. Tiny Gallen saying pretty emphatically, I'm going to be back for another year, and Jeff Capel saying, oh, we'll see. it was really kind of an odd thing that you'd have a player, you know, pretty convinced of it, and the coach saying, well, I don't know. I think Tiny Gallen is going to come back. I think he's still a fairly young guy in his basketball career. He hasn't played really high-level basketball for many years. Maybe, you know, I put it probably four, depending on who you ask. So he's a guy that can see a lot more refinement in his game. And I think he will be back another year. I think he'll come back and have a sophomore season at Oklahoma. Willie Warren's a lot more up in the air. I think a lot's going to depend with Willie on this surgery that he just had on his ankle. He had to have some arthroscopic surgery after he had some damage in that ankle. And I think how he feels with that ankle might have something to do with what he does with the draft. You know, I think he's one of the most bizarre, one of the most bizarre stories I've ever witnessed, because when he decided to come back last year, he was a guy that was expected to be drafted pretty high. And I thought when he came back that the decision to come back was to say, listen, what I'm hearing is I'm, you know, a top 10 pick or a top 15 pick in the draft. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you all I'm not. I'm going to come back and show you I'm a top 5 pick. I'm a top 3 pick. I really thought that Willie Warren was coming back to make it clear how fantastic he was. And he has played at times so uninspired this year. It's been really bizarre. Obviously, the ankle injury is a, you know, another thing altogether. But you know, it's just been a roller coaster year. But the fact remains, the guy is fantastically gifted and athletic and skilled. And I do think that if the ankle is good, I think he'll at least consider it strongly going to the NBA, because you know, it has been a rough go this year, and I think it has been tough on him, and I don't think his intention was to be back for a third year. So I think he's going to look pretty strongly at going, and even though he's been all over the board this year at OU, I still think a lot of NBA teams will be interested in him because of how he is, because of, you know, some of the things that he can do. NBA teams always want athletic guys that can jump and run and score, and Willie Warren is a guy that can do that when he's motivated to do it. So I don't know how that decision is going to come down, but I think he'll look at it really strongly.
Jenny, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to Bedlam at 6 o'clock, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. Thanks a lot for coming on the show today.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. That's Jenny Carlson from the Daily Oklahoman, who should, of course, be covering Oklahoma State, Oklahoma at 6 o'clock. That'll start off the evening session, followed by Texas taking on Iowa State. We'll take a break. Back after this with Todd Lebo, who is covering the Big 12 tournament for us here at Sports Radio 810 WHB.